devotee came to my attention, the first remembrance I have of Ajahn Chah Prabhu was involved two things that, as Pundarik Vidyaniti Prabhu suggested, were elements of his character. Sometimes he could be a little fiery, and sometimes, most of the time, he's very sweet and involved in kirtan. And so one morning after Mangalarti, as you know, we have Mangalarti, and then there is Tulsi Puja. So Ajahn Chah Prabhu was leading the Tulsi Puja, and he led the prayers, and we went around Tulsi, and the kirtan went on, and the kirtan went on, and the kirtan went on, and the kirtan went on. He was completely absorbed in the kirtan, so much so that I got my first taste of ISKCON discipline when Damodar Prabhu, who was the temple president, came up and told him, "Indra, stop! Stop! You have to end the kirtan." So, kind of characteristic of Indra Prabhu, being completely absorbed in the holy name and caring nothing for anything else. I think that defines him to his very last days in Sri Vrindavan Dham, completely absorbed in chanting Hare Krishna and not really caring for anything else so much. Sometimes we have so many cares, particularly management cares and things like that, but Ajahn Chah Prabhu stands to remind us that no, our main business is Harinam Kirtan. And that lesson I got from him way back in 1974 at the Q Street Temple in Washington, D.C. So I remember him like that, and that's a fond remembrance. But it brings me to the discussion that I wanted to talk a little bit about this afternoon, and that is death. A lot of times people ask us the question, or they ask the question in general, do you believe in God? But I think that a different question should be asked, and that is, do you believe in death? Because personally, through the lives of so many devotees like Ajahn Chah Prabhu, with the speak of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, I've come not to believe in death. I don't believe it. I don't believe in death. And I want to explain to you today three reasons why I don't believe in death. Of course, we know from the life, and we'll use Ajahn Chah Prabhu's example, we know from the teachings of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur that a Vaishnava, being a different personality, they have a different kind of life. You know his famous stanzas. He reasons ill who says that Vaishnavas die. When thou art still living, when thou art living still in sound, the Vaishnavas die to live, and living try to spread the holy name around. And so this is quite an easy example for many Vaishnavas, but again, we're focusing primarily on Ajahn Chah Prabhu today. I saw one eulogy on the internet where it described how this is particularly applicable to Ajahn Chah Prabhu, because we have his kirtan. We have his kirtan. During the week I gave class and I mentioned Gaudiya Prabhu, who was leading a tune that, at least in my mind, I associate with Indra, and he was leading it again today. That tune, chanting Hare Krishna, first of all, it's non-different than Krishna. And in my mind, it's non-different than Ajahn Prabhu. Therefore, he's still living. We can still experience the same thing that we experience him during his presence with us in this world by hearing that tune, by hearing the holy name, the transcendental sound vibration, which is not different than when he was personally present here. Actually, I had an experience with Srila Prabhupada like this too. Again, it's back in 1974, first time I had the opportunity to have the personal darshan of Srila Prabhupada. It was in New Vrindavan, and he was giving a class sitting on the Vyasasana, and they had speakers placed in different places. And so I was standing near one of the speakers. And as he was speaking, it struck me, and I think I even said out loud at that time, it sounds just like the tape. It sounds just like the tape. It wasn't any different than listening to the tape of Prabhupada, although he was personally there speaking. It was just like listening to the tape. So in that sense, there's not a difference between the sound vibration uttered by the Vaishnavas and the actual experience of them. And so one benefit of technology, although it has many bad qualities, there's one mahaguna of technology, and that is that the sound vibration can be recorded and preserved for decades, for centuries. How long do CDs last? How long they made the last for? Hundreds of years. The sound vibration will be there through technology. We get the sound vibration. And it's not different. This transcendental sound vibration is not different than the benefit we get from personally associating with the Vaishnavas. So in that sense, there's no death. There's no death because the same benefit can be derived. Of course, it's not dependent upon technology either, because the Guru Parampara system is that when one hears from one's Guru and repeats without adulteration, then the same effect is had. And so that same benefit gives us association even with Srila Sanatana Goswami. As Mother Mukhi mentioned, today is the disappearance day of Srila Sanatana Goswami. He was present in this world 500 years ago, 500 plus years ago, in India. So in distance and in terms of time, we seem to be separated from him. But we are connected with him very intimately through the Parampara system. It's not different. We get the same benefit of associating with Srila Sanatana Goswami. Therefore, on holy days like this, we should take the time to hear the biographies, the activities of these great devotees, to request their blessings and mercy. Because the sound vibration is not different, they have not died, and therefore I do not believe in death. I do not believe in death. Now there's another way I don't believe in death as well. And that is in terms of how death is experienced. Vaishnavas don't experience death in the way that those who are ignorant of the spirit soul, who are attached to this material body, experience death. For them, death is a very tragic thing. It means a time for grief and mourning. But Vaishnavas, it's a bit different. I want to read from you just a few verses from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Anchalila chapter 11, which is entitled The Passing of Haridas Thakur. There it describes his so-called death and how the devotees celebrated that death. It describes here that all around the body, the devotees performed congregational chanting and Vrikeshwara Pandit danced in jubilation. With his transcendental hands, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally covered the body of Haridas Thakur with sand, chanting, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, They covered the body of Haridas Thakur with sand and then constructed a platform upon the site. The platform was protected all around by fencing. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced and chanted all around the platform. And as the holy name of Hari roared tumultuously, the whole universe became filled with the vibration. After Sankirtan, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bathed in the sea with his devotees, swimming and playing in the water with great jubilation. After circumambulating the tomb of Haridas Thakur, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the Singhaswara gate of the Jagannath temple. The whole city chanted in congregation, and the tumultuous sound vibrated all over the city. Approaching the Singhaswara gate, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spread his cloth and begged and began to beg prasad from all the shopkeepers there. I'm going to jump ahead a little bit here to the feast. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made all the devotees sit in rows and personally began to distribute the prasad, assisted by four other men. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not accustomed to taking prasad in small quantities. Therefore, he therefore put on each plate at least as much as five men could eat. Swarup Damodar Goswami requested Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "Please sit down and watch. With these men to help me, I shall distribute the prasad." The four men, Swarup, Jagannanda, Kashiswara, and Shankara, distributed the prasad continuously. All the devotees who sat down would not accept prasad as long as the Lord had not eaten. On that day, however, Kashi Mishra had extended an invitation to the Lord. So the Lord went to the house of Kashi Mishra and took prasad. And then, when everyone was filled up with prasad up to the neck, when everyone was filled up to the neck, because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kept telling the distributors, "Give them more, give them more." After all the devotees finished accepting prasad and had washed their hands and mouths, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decorated each of them with a flower garland and sandalwood pulp. Overwhelmed with ecstatic love, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered a benediction to all the devotees, which all the devotees heard with great satisfaction. Please listen closely. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave this benediction. "Anyone who has seen the festival of Haridas Thakur's passing away, anyone who has chanted and danced here, anyone who has offered sand on the body of Haridas Thakur, and anyone who has joined this festival to partake of the prasad will achieve the favor of Krishna very soon. There is such wonderful power in seeing Haridas Thakur." So, the celebration at the passing of a Vaishnava is something that may appear strange to some cultures, sacrilegious to others. But it's characteristic in Vaishnava culture to celebrate the passing of a great Vaishnava. Not that it's a somber occasion. Prabhupada has instructed us that appearance, disappearance, they're the same. There's no difference. Both are to be celebrated. However, even though that's true, still there is great emotion involved in the passing of a Vaishnava. And that's described in this final verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita that I want to read, because it describes the Lord's mood after the festivities. "Thereafter, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bid farewell to all the devotees, and he himself, with mixed feelings of happiness and distress, took rest." And so the feelings are mixed, happiness and distress. Why would there be distress? Does anyone say? Because you missed that Vaishnava's association, yes. Anyone else want to add something to that? Why would there be distress? Maybe there's nothing more. The qualities that were exhibited by that Vaishnava, yes. Yeah, it's because we're persons. It's personalism here. This is personalism. If you have a dear friend, if you have the association of a dear Vaishnava, naturally there's going to be some feeling, oh, things will be different now. Things will be different. They're different, but they're not different. Therefore, there's happiness and distress, not one or the other. Things will be different. Many devotees have said that Vrindavan will never be the same when they go to visit the Krishna Balaram Mandir, because they won't be able to sit in Andhra's Kirtan. That's a personal experience. It's based on a personal friendship and love for a devotee. So in that way also, I don't believe in death. I've been to the death of my family members. It wasn't celebrated like this. In some cultures they celebrate death, but not in the culture that I came from. So therefore death is different for me. Therefore I don't believe in death, what I know to be death from my previous life. Now the final reason why I don't believe in death is based on the fact that death means loss. Generally speaking, we feel some loss at the time of death. But there's no loss for the devotees. As I've tried to explain, there's no loss for us here, because we still have the association of those great Vaishnavas. So there's no loss. But there's no loss for the person, the devotee, the Vaishnava either. There's no loss because there's only gain to be had. Who can argue that departing one's body in the holy dham, in a deliberate expression of surrender to the Supreme Lord, fully conscious that this is what one is doing, that's the undertaking, that I am surrendering to the Lord, my dear Lord, please take me. Who can doubt that desire, that activity, that prayer won't be answered by the Lord, and that one will not be accepted by the Lord? That is the perfection of life. Ante Narayana Smritihi. At the time of death, to remember Narayan, that is the goal of life. That is the purpose of all of our endeavors. And there's no loss in doing that, either in this life or with the destination that one attains. Srila Prabhupada himself explained at the disappearance of our godbrother Jayananda Prabhu that either you have gone to the heavenly planets where you can continue your service, or you've gone back to Godhead directly. So he gave, in that case, there might have been some question, okay, so what is the destination? Is there some loss? No, there's no loss, because either you've gone to the heavenly planets to continue your service, or you've gone directly back to Goloka Vrindavan to be engaged in the eternal pastimes of the Lord. Either way, there's no loss. Material conception of death means loss. Spiritual conception of death means there's no loss. So these three things have undermined my faith, my belief in death. And I no longer believe in death. I no longer believe in the death of a devotee of the Lord. I no longer believe in the death of any living entity, because the soul is eternal. That's the teaching of Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. Najayate mriyate vakarachin. The soul doesn't die. The soul may go in a conditioned state from one state to another, but for a devotee, there's never any loss. Nehabi kama nastosti pratyavayana vijate swapam apyasadharmasa trayate mayatobayat. Even if there's a little progress, we may not be Indras, we might not be big devotee, But if we're trying sincerely, there's no loss. There's only gain. Therefore, the fangs of the serpent of death lose their fearful quality. We have no concern about that because we know we're doing service here, we'll be doing service there. Just like my experience with Ajahn Prabhu from the very first time I crossed his path in 1974 till 2010. He was doing this at the beginning, he's doing this at the end. What makes anyone think he's not doing the same thing right now? That is the life of a Vaishnava. He's not subject to death. So, are there any comments or questions about these subject matters? Yes. Yes, Rulu. I don't know if there's a mic. There isn't. There's not a mic on. Oh, there's a mic right there. Maybe it works if you turn it on. You have a strong voice. We can hear you. Well, let me try to give you some solace, okay? When Sanatana Goswami was living in Vrindavan, someone came from Puri where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was. It was Jagannanda, I believe. He came to Puri And when he was going to Puri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, Sanatana Goswami is there, you tell him that I'm coming very soon to Vrindavan. So make a place for me where I can stay. So that message was delivered. After Jagannanda went back, Sanatana Goswami was waiting. When's the Lord coming? When's the Lord coming? He never was coming. And he was in tremendous anxiety about that, feeling separation from the Lord. And then he had a dream. And in that dream, the Lord appeared before him, and he told him that, I've appeared here to fulfill your desire. And in the dream, he put his head on his feet on his head and blessed him in many ways like that. And Sanatana Goswami, that desire to be reunited with the Lord by the Lord coming to Vrindavan was satisfied. Now, how does that give you solace? Because it's another reason not to believe in death. Death means you can't communicate with the person anymore. You can't interact with them anymore. But I don't believe it, because you can. How many of you have had dreams of Srila Prabhupada? Yes, I mean, we all have dreams of Srila Prabhupada. He comes, he instructs us. He gives us his darshan, he gives us his association. The communication continues. And you've already said that the communication is continuing. Those conversations you had are reverberating in your mind. The communication is continuing. That is some solace. That is some solace, and we should accept it as such. And when we do accept it as such, even Sachimata, she would offer food every day. And she would be crying because her Nimai had gone away. He had taken sannyas. He had left her. But she wouldn't be making offering of food to him every day. And she was crying because she thought the Lord wasn't there to come and eat what she cooked. But when the devotees were traveling back from Puri to Mayapur, to Navadvip, they told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed, tell my mother that actually when she cooks, I come there every day and take that prasadam. And so again, he's saying, there's not separation. The continuation continues with the great Vaishnavas and with the Lord. We have to have faith in that and live our life in that existence, and then we can experience it. To the degree to which we resist that, believing in death, to that degree we won't experience life, the continued life of a Vaishnava. So, you're already experiencing communication, association that's continuing. Take heart in that. I have to admit that Vrindavan is a special place. Although I've known Gaudiya Prabhu for years, when he was serving in Vrindavan, and I was also serving, they were serving together in the management there, then our relationship became just like completely different. It was like very intimate. That's what relationships are like in Vrindavan. Therefore, I can understand the feelings he's having. But that's the benefit, that's the beauty of Vrindavan-based relationships. Yes. Just see.
Because, you know, obviously you know the thoughts of Bhatta Sachi. And I was feeling, sometimes I feel lost, you know, but one time I was with my son, to be sure, you know. And then he came and he told me something that really took my relationship to another level. And he said, you know what, Peter? I love my mother now more than when she was alive. Because it's just like when Krishna disappeared from the gopis. That increased the love of the gopis for him. So the fact that Krishna took my mother from me, he has made my mother love my mother more than when
Very good. Very good. Haribo! 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 Another reason not to believe in death. He's saying there's another reason not to believe in death. Very good.
So, I brought back a key.
Yeah. Well, one thing is that they have instituted, you know, by these signs out here, new policies on Sundays, and the lecture has to end by 5, otherwise you turn into a pumpkin.
6.
So in case there's anybody else that wants to say something, there's only 5 minutes left, and so I don't want to turn, 4 minutes left. Does anybody, yes? No, I meant her. I'm sorry. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, come in. Because love is characterized by greed. And even though it's the same, you want more. And so therefore, you'll take as much more, you'll do as much more as possible to try to satisfy that greed of love. That's how. Yes. Yes, because of greed. That, and those, that's based on... So what is there between, what is there between birth and death? Practice, sadhana, that's all. So that's our life. Our life is sadhana, and birth and death may be there, but those are not important. Sadhana is important, what you do in between those things, and that's what we do. I think that they're going to give me the hook here, and I don't want to cause management any difficulties, so we'll end there. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.